Thank you, Chair. First of all, I would like to thank distinguished panelists and speakers for their informative interventions. Distinguished delegates, in recent years, Georgia has achieved significant progress with regard to the protection of the rights of minorities throughout creating legal guarantees and defining further mechanisms for the implementation of legal norms. Georgia's law on elimination of all forms of discrimination bans discrimination by both public and private entities on all grounds, including sex, age, ethnic, religion, language, disability, sexual orientation, gender identity, and political affiliation. The law prohibits all forms of discrimination, being it direct or indirect. The law was drafted in close collaboration with local and international NGOs and experts, and the Office of the Public Defender was tasked with monitoring its implementation. The government has also adopted a state strategy for civic equality and integration and the action plan for 2015-2020. The civic integration strategy is based on a more diverse and more integrated approach and aims at contributing to the provision of equality, ensuring ethnic minorities full-fledged participation in all spheres of public life, and preservation of their culture and identity. Each of these directives implies a state language component and also a gender approach. The strategy is especially focused on the protection of the culture of minorities and their access to education. Prior to the submission for adoption of the document to the Georgian government, it was actively considered and discussed by different actors, including target groups. Georgia remains committed to continuing its efforts to implement comprehensive anti-discrimination policies and programs. While my government spares no efforts to fulfill its obligations, the government continues to be prevented from addressing the needs of local population of the occupied regions of Georgia, who are deprived of minimal safeguards for their basic rights and freedoms. The freedom of movement, the right to education, and other civil, social, economic, and cultural rights ensured by fundamental principles of international law are blatantly violated on a daily basis. In conclusion, Mr. Chair, let me once again stress my government's commitment to further promote minority rights and in this regard continue engagement with the UN system. Thank you.